Well, Pinkies, this might be a long-forgotten sound. We are in the spy car today. We haven't been in the spy car for quite a long time. We've been driving that little rutter around quite a bit. So, I'm sure you're excited to go for a ride in the Big Pig. I am the Fey Driver, and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Pink Wheel Nuts Podcast. So, I imagine you're probably wondering what's been going on since the last time we met here on the podcast. Well, it's been pretty busy. You know, I surmised in the last show, I think, that things were calming down and I was getting into thinking about taking it easy, and of course none of that happened. So I've been quite busy once again, finding myself doing little projects and things. Been doing some corporate video for a company, and what a special treat that is, I must say. You know, people don't realize when you're shooting a video, you need to do something, you need to do your task like 15 times in order to get it on film, and you know, it can be quite frustrating when people get tired. Do I have to do it again? Dealing with corporate values and guidelines and concepts. Anyway, so been doing a little bit of extra side work, which is fine. Earning a little bit of extra cash to pay for Porsche parts. Went to the Porsche store this week. I would have thought there would be a bunch of Germans there, but in fact, it was just loaded with Asians. Asian boys everywhere. I dealt with this very nice young Asian fellow buying some parts for the Porsche. Leo. You should have seen the showroom at this Porsche dealer. There's about $10 million worth of cars there. You couldn't turn your blinker on? You don't have a blinker? Do you not have a blinker? Jackass. Lots of beautiful cars in the Porsche dealership. Lots of very expensive cars in the Porsche dealership. Anyway, so that was exciting. So I've been working on the new little car and putting it bits and pieces, fixing little trinkets here and there. Trying to make sure every button and whistle works, because you know I'm fussy about that kind of thing. So I've been dealing with that. Having quite a nice time, actually. Been really enjoying working on that car. And I know you've heard, I've been really enjoying driving that car. What a wonderful piece of machinery it is. I feel very lucky to have that little dalliance at my fingertips. So that's all been happening. What else has been going on? Let's see. Did some more traveling. Been dealing with some customers from my other business, which you guys don't know about. So I've been having to doing some follow-up with customers and driving around the province a little bit, doing some on-site visits and things. So, of course, I took the Porsche. So that was I had a fun drive, driving up to the interior of British Columbia on a sunny summer day. So that was really interesting too. Now, folks, you don't know this, but I lost my phone. Oh my God, what an ordeal that is, losing a phone. So. You know, they want $500 to replace a phone in my country. So, needless to say, I'm working on an old clunker of my old iPhone from way back when. it's considerably slower. The interesting thing is I'm finding I actually don't need. I really am finding less of a need for a telephone. I have an iPad mini, which I use extensively, and I quite like that iPad mini. Speaking of Asian boys, there goes an Asian boy in bike shorts on a 10 speed or some sort of bicycle. Street bike. Cute, cute, cute. But I found, like, I think I might be able to live without a phone. I think I also might be able to live without being on the internet all the time, too. Like, Twitter and, oh, definitely Facebook. Like, ugh. So, you know, I'm getting by with my old clunker. And, I feel less of a need to have the latest gadget in my hands. So, but what a pain in the neck. What an experience to lose your phone and all, you know, all the stuff you have on it. Is your life secure? I'm just assuming that hopefully my phone was run over, because what I did was I left it on the roof of my car and drove away to 500 miles and realized at a point in the journey that I no longer had my phone. So my assumption is that it fell off the car somewhere, and either it's been run over by a semi, that's the best possible outcome, or someone found it and has wiped it and gotten themselves a new iPhone. Well, a one-year-old iPhone. But still, there's that, it's like sort of that scary, icky feeling of, oh, what if they find the things I have on my phone? And you know how we're so connected with Dropbox and Twitter, and, you know, you only need to be able to log into the phone, and if you're paranoid like me, you can see the fingerprints over the number pad, so you can eliminate, you know, 5 of the numbers on your number pad, and someone could, what does this mean, you're putting your hand out, bicycler?
Putting my hand out.
Taking my lane? Oh, bicyclers. You bicyclers! You know what they ought to do? They ought to put all the bicyclers on an island, and they can all just make love to themselves. Remember that's what they used to say about the gays. Just send them all to an island. I'd like to do that with bicyclers. Well, anyway, so the phone is gone. I got my old clunker phone. Everything's working. I'm able to maintain connection and text, and I can make telephone calls. And really, that's as much as I require out of my telephone. And I'm quite happy to use my old clunker to accomplish those tasks. And I managed to survive the great loss of the iPhone of 2013. I will say, though, this old 3GS is slow, and I find I need to reboot it frequently to get it to work. So, just want to give a couple of plugs and mentions to people. I want to say hello to Jimmy Bear, Jim from Wilmington. The man of 1,000 IDs. I think he's known as Jimmy Bear on Gavin Show, and he's got some Twitter handle, Jimmy Bear 5055 or something like that, and where else? He's known all over the place by various names. But I just want to say hello, Jimmy Bear. How are you doing? I know him as Jimmy with the BMW X3, I believe, if I have that correctly. So I just want to say hello. Hi, Jimmy. You know what else I need to do is, Musing Mark gave me a little tip about iTunes and how I can see my iTunes reviews. Now, I'm not big on iTunes reviews, people. I would prefer you didn't leave me an iTunes review. And there's a couple reasons for that. One is, I'm in Canada, and up until recently, it was extremely difficult for me to switch to the American iTunes store to be able to read iTunes reviews. So I don't promote iTunes reviews in any way, just because they're just a pain in the ass. And people go to the effort of leaving a review, and of course, being so difficult for me to get connected, I don't know they've left a review, and I can't thank them, and all that kind of stuff. Secondly, I don't agree with the concept of leaving reviews. I am not in the business of podcasting to build a wealth of listeners and to garner praise and accolades. So, you know, iTunes reviews to me are, you know, not that important. But I do want to say, thank you, because now Mark, Musing Mark, has taught me this little trick about finding my reviews or going to the other stores, other countries in iTunes. And I've discovered there's a bunch of reviews in in iTunes for me. Now, I don't have an extensive list with me at this moment, but I will in a future show specifically thank every one of you who have left iTunes reviews. People that I recall off the top of my head are Carol Ann in Ohio, and Seder69, and Brenda Boo left me a review. Someone called Brenda Boo 3033, and Bridget Frankoviak, B. Frank from the Emergency Pants podcast, left me a review. So thank you to you guys. Now, these reviews span the frame from 2007, I think. 2010? 2008? I don't know. Way back when, up to the present. I will make some notes and have an extensive list on a future show to thank all of those people who've left me iTunes reviews. So if you've left me a review, I thank you now, and I will thank you personally in the future. And thank you, Mark, for the tip. You know, the other activity I've been engaged in is absorbing a new car into my fleet. Now, you know, for most people, buying a new car is a relatively simple experience. You go, you pay your money, you get the keys, and you drive away. It's not so simple for me because, you know, I have spreadsheets and calculations, and I've got to work out the, calculating and recording the mileages and miles per gallon and fuel consumption, and, you know, how many weight horsepower per 1,000 pounds, and I have all these calculations and spreadsheets and recording of VIN numbers. It's quite an extensive project to transfer a car into the fleet here in the castle, in the Pink Wheel Nuts realm. So I've been quite involved in getting this new car absorbed into the fleet. Not to mention, you know, I've been working on my fleet a lot. I, like, repair this and repair that and all kinds of little fixes, things to do. The other thing I think you don't know is that Mr. Anderson got a new scooter. Now, he uses a scooter to go to work on in the summer months. And for the last 5 years or so, he's had a small 49cc scooter, a Yamaha C3, which he's used to much success. Okay, that guy's getting the wave. Everybody at this four-way has no idea what they're doing, so I'm taking my place incorrectly, because they're all just standing around. No, do I do? Ooh. You know, at some point on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, we are going to discuss right-of-way, people. Do you understand the right-of-way? If you're on the right, you have the right of way. If you're on the left, you have no rights. Anyway, we'll discuss that later. So, Mr. Anderson got a new scooter. It's a big scooter. It's a 650cc scooter, known as a Suzuki Bergman 650. It is one hulking brute, I must tell you. The thing weighs a ton. But it's quite a nice bike. So it's a real scooter. It does not have a clutch. It has a real automatic transmission. It's got a centrifugal clutch just like any other scooter, but it also has a an automatic transmission, and it shifts gears, five-speed automatic transmission, which you can, if you wish, you can shift gears on it. So that's another vehicle I've had to absorb into my fleet. And then, of course, selling the old scooter, too. So now I had to, transfer the asset out and transfer the new asset in. And I've got all these records, service records and paperwork and stuff that's going to need to be shredded now. And, oh, my goodness, all this administrative work just for the... just to get a new scooter. I'm telling you, folks. But Mr. Anderson loves his new scooter. And it's quite nice. I've driven it too. The challenge for him now, though, is that he has to get a proper motorcycle license. Because if you have a 49cc scooter, you can use your standard car license here in British Columbia. But anything over 49cc's requires a proper... motorcycle license. And then the added complication is, depending on what size your scooter is, there are various different licensing grades, like a graduated licensing system, depending on the size of scooter you have. So we're going through these motions now currently, and Mr. Anderson has his motorcycle learner's license. And he's going to be going for his motorcycle driver's license test here in the next couple of weeks. So, of course, we're preparing for that. So, the other big exciting news is Faye gets a vacation. Imagine that. Faye is getting a vacation. Just another, about 2 more weeks of work. And Faye and Mr. Anderson and a special guest star from Iowa is going to be going over to Vancouver Island to a remote location to sit on the rocks at the ocean and drink martinis and wine and sit there and do nothing except eat and drink and sleep and take the dog for long walks on the beach at, oh my goodness, we have road work going on. I will pause for a moment. There's a very, very manly looking dude cutting up the road with one of those big saw machines. He's an angry looking dude, but he's kind of good looking. Okay. So anyway, special guest star Brenda Boo is coming back to Canada to visit the Faye driver and Mr. Anderson. And I think maybe even Mark Musing. So that's going to be happening in September. So that's other big news. And what else? I guess that's about it. We're going to find out that we finally have decided by a vote on the Pink Wheelnuts Garage, the episode which will be released at a later date. You'll finally hear what the official name of the new car is, so you can tune in to the Pink Wheelnuts Garage number 35, I think. I think it's number 35. to find out officially what we will be calling the new Porsche. So, I guess, I don't know, that's what's been going on. I'm on my way to work right now, I'm almost there, and there's all kinds of stuff going on at work that I wish I could tell you about. I am the Fey Driver. Thanks for listening. You can find me at pinkwheelnuts.com. Send me a message, podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. And I'll touch base with you again. Goodbye.